Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Frank Wasilewski from Access, Energy Doctor Arian Smith from ComEd, and Stephen A. Leahy. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show. I already introduced everybody. Let's jump into it. I'm all Rosh Hashanah'd out. I'm ready to go. Home Sweet Home Chicago. Elwood, buddy, how many miles is Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got a packed show here. It's New Year, Steve. I'm ready to go. I'm atoning. Getting ready for my big fast.
I just want to mention, David, they mentioned Stephen A. Leahy, but they forgot the attorney. Attorney Stephen A. Leahy. I just wanted to put that in there.
You okay?
I show you out of order.
Okay. Thank you. No, it wasn't that. I wanted the other one, but that's a good drop. We were talking about Scent of a Woman. Is that Al Pacino? What a great scene. Great scene. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Jeremy is on his annual Brokeback Mountain MegaPros camping trip, so we hope all the boys up there around the campfire eating beans and drinking coffee this morning are having fun listening to the show. Happy 5784, the Jewish New Year, 5784. Let's go around the horn here. Amy Farrell,
you got it,
from Access. What's going on, Amy?
Oh, you know, nothing much. Just here for, you know, some salesy talk.
You've got another giveaway coming up, a holiday giveaway. Are you guys doing another chairlift giveaway, or is that too soon? Am I jumping the shark here?
Yeah, we are. We're doing one for the veterans.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas? Or you don't know the details?
You know, nothing special.
Okay.
It's just our yearly veteran giveaway.
Okay. Is it up and running where our listeners could go register or no?
Yep, they can register. They can text in. They can call in here.
Okay.
They can call us at 630-616-6249. We can take their information. And they can visit us at allaboutaccess.com.
And I think the important comment in this whole thing is the past two or three times that Access has had this type of promotion and the veteran that won it, who mm-hmm. entered his or her own name, or maybe they didn't, the veteran that won the stairlift that Access will install absolutely free of charge,
yep,
has turned it down, respectfully turned it down, and said that there's somebody else that's in greater need than me, which is, listen, I watch Band of Brothers. It's on Netflix again, and I just got done with Pacific. It's on Netflix again. If you want to see what that generation, the greatest generation of all time, was all about, you go watch Band of Brothers and you go watch Pacific, and you sit there and you're just like horrified at what those men and women did during World War II to protect our freedoms, amazing, and our liberty. It's amazing with the technology they had at the time.
We find that a lot about in the real estate taxes, right? That they don't claim the tax rebate,
right,
or exemption that they're allowed.
They don't claim, they don't get the VA benefits that they're allowed. They don't get the exemption on the real estate taxes, yeah, like you said. Lauren Dayton, one of the realtors that used to be on the show, her father was a Vietnam, yeah, vet. He used to sit in his basement badly inflicted with PTSD from his days in Vietnam. I think he was a sergeant or something like that in Vietnam, and he got her raided, and it was at the time where he's down at Bourbon. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because Lauren brought him on the show to talk about this. He was in studio to talk about it, so I'm not I'm not doing anything that I didn't have permission for. He was on the show talking about it. Drove him from Bourbonnais to Rockford to meet a veteran service officer to get properly rated, and he got his $10,000 a year real estate taxes on his home in Bourbonnais waived, and then he got money coming from the VA for the benefits that he so badly deserved and so honorably earned. And, absolutely, you know, not only did he save $10,000 a year in property tax, but he got a stipend from the VA, which he should have gotten a long time, and he's getting the counseling that he needs to help him with the PTSD. So it's real. The struggle is real. It's happened every day. I just heard from my wife last night, one of our good friends. He flew helicopters in the mountains of Afghanistan, dropped special forces in. He's 40 years old, right? He's going through PTSD right now, okay? Yeah. And it's real. So if you're having challenges, I know we're off base here, but you know I love my veterans, and we were talking about giving stairlifts to a veteran in need of a stairlift. What's your website where they could go to get more information?
Allaboutaccess.com.
All right. We've got Air... Ree Ann Smith. Ariane Smith.
Yes, perfect.
You're not an energy doctor, but you are a specialist in what area?
Financial assistance.
Which we're going into the winter right now.
Yes, perfect timing.
It is coming, and we are changing, and we are starting. It's going to start getting cold because, as you know,
winter is coming.
Game of Thrones.
And winter is coming.
Game of Thrones again. So winter is it's going to get blazingly flipping cold here. You're not going to be able to feel your toes or your nose or your hands or your fingers or anything. And you have amazing programs. You've been hearing it on the radio. Yes. I've been seeing it on TV. You guys have done a full blitzkrieg here, rightly so.
Yes.
You're going to be talking about that in more detail.
Yes, looking forward to providing customers information about our financial assistance program.
And the website is Amazon, not Biz Savings, not an Inc. Wait, is this it?
ComEd.com/income-eligible.
ComEd.com/payment-assistance or ComEd.com/SAM.
Okay, so let's get that. Can we cue that up, Benny? Can you say it one more time?
Absolutely. ComEd.com/payment-assistance or ComEd.com/SAM.
All right. What's SAM?
Smart Assistance Manager, which is a customer-facing tool that they can provide detailed information and get recommendations for the programs that we have.
Oh, wow. All right. So, Benny, can we cue those two up, put that on the board? That would be helpful. Stephen A. Leahy.
Attorney
Stephen A. Leahy from Opum Tax Resolutions. I want to go into this. I know you want to talk about something else. I know I sent you a listener who's experiencing a challenge with his ex-wife, who he got divorced, and he cleared everything off the credit cards, but he was supposed to sell the home in March. He hasn't sold the home, whatever. He's got a line of credit with her. I got our lending guidelines on that. He has a line of credit with her. She's filing bankruptcy. He was very concerned what would happen if she filed bankruptcy on his record. So I'm like, hey, listen, I'm not an attorney. I'll check on the mortgage side of it and get back to you on that. But I want you to dive deeper into that as well. How does it impact borrowers who own homes, who share a mortgage with somebody, and the borrower or co-borrower on that loan goes into bankruptcy?
Well, generally, that won't affect your own credit score or be reported on your credit report because the loan is still current. As long as you keep the loan current, you'll be fine. It shouldn't have an effect on you. Even though she's being written off, right? That will be discharged as to her. She won't owe it anymore. But as the co-borrower, you still are on the hook. And as long as you keep the loan current, you're fine.
Right. And I just said to him, he had $9,000 left on a whatever $100,000 HELOC. I'm like, two options here. Why don't you just pay off the $9,000 and close the account? Option two, open up another line of credit without her on the HELOC, and you solve the problem. Instead of running around trying to chase your tail like my golden retriever.
We talk a lot about this, David, about when you get divorced and you know you think that because the court says that that she's no or he's not or your spouse is no longer responsible. So you think, oh, they're not on the loan anymore, but they are on the loan.
They are on the loan.
And you have the only way you get that off is to refinance. That's the only way you.
That's why Stephen A. Leahy is anti-marriage. If our listeners want to reach out to you,
don't tell Teresa.
How do they? That's his wife, soon to be ex-wife. How do our listeners reach out to you?
You could go to WGNTaxMan.com. Sign up for my email newsletter. I share information for business owners. So if you're a business owner, you should be on my email list. Go to WGNTaxMan.com.
All right. I know a 95-year-old veteran that would love the stairlift, Kevin in Elmhurst. Where should Kevin go?
Allaboutaccess.com.
All right.
And you can call us at our office at 630-616-6249. And we'll take your information down and you know, we'll put it into the drawing.
All right. More information to follow. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Whoop. There goes the 39.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, what happens?
You still owe it.
I know you owe it there, Zippy.
Is that something new?
Well, that's a technical term here.
I thought that was an endearing term.
Yeah.
Zippy. Kind of like fluffy. Just cool it, Zippy.
There's an Urban Dictionary. Look up Zippy. I can't explain it on the air. Else we'll get turned off and Dean Richards will walk in here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro call, text, and photo line. Thank you to all of the listeners that text and call me and email me during the week thanking us for the show and telling us how much you enjoy the show. We try to keep it light while covering as much of the topics that we think you would enjoy hearing about and that are on top of the newsreel and your news scrolls when it comes to mortgages, homes, credit, energy efficiency, mobility challenges, whatever we got going on here with the experts of the show that's on that week. 312-981-7200. All right, let's dive a little deeper here. This is your segment, right? Spotlight's on you, so don't mess this up. Your dad's listening and make him proud.
Always.
The stair lifts, there's no strings attached. We had a listener text in, hey, where do they go? We have a 95-year-old veteran who would benefit from that, which is what this is all about, right? There's no, there's nothing, right. Enter your name and we sell it
to. We're here to help you. Right. 100%. So we won't expect any, you know, money exchange. I will personally come out to the home to assess and see what we need to do to get you a stair lift, and then we'll get it into production and install it if we can.
How long is that consultation?
Well, it's really as long as you want to make it. So really, it takes me about 5 minutes to take a look and get all the information I need to put a stair lift into production. But the rest of the consultation is what type of questions you have regarding the lift. You know, I could stand there for a few hours if you needed me to explain how they work and all the different features and things that are offered. It could be 5 minutes if you want it to be, or it could be an hour if you want it to be.
Has there ever been a staircase, a situation where one of the access stair lifts haven't been able to be installed?
So there's different situations, you know, but we do offer different, you know, options that can fit different staircases. So really it just comes down to taking a look and seeing what we have for that specific circumstance.
You call ahead of time. You
yep.
schedule a time.
Yep.
They know you're coming.
Yep.
You like we do with reverse mortgages. We encourage family members to be on the call.
100%.
You encourage family members to be at the home to yep. answer any questions that they might have about what you're installing in their loved one's home.
That's really important, I think, so that everyone's on the same page
yeah.
with how to use it and the capacity of the unit and all the features that are offered. Everyone needs to be on the same page.
And again, to submit the name of a loved one, mm-hmm. but it has to be a veteran, right?
It has to be a veteran.
It has to be yep. a veteran. So, because Veterans Day is coming up,
yep.
right, in November.
Yep.
So, this is for a veteran, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, okay? And don't call a Marine a soldier. Do not do that. That's a bad thing to do. I learned that.
I was going to say, it sounds like you've done that.
I did that. Air Force Base Quantico. I was there. I saw, we got a tour. I got to see where all the Marine Ones were kept, all the helicopters. Very cool. And there was this 19-year-old pimple-faced young man carrying a semi-automatic weapon with a 9mm. And I said, thank you, so because I bought some tchotchke stuff out of the Marine gift shop there, which was a closet. In true Marine fashion, just basic stuff, right? And I said, thank you, soldier. He's like, I'm a Marine. I'm like, yes, yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I want to live. I want to go home with my family. I want to be able to exit this closet with my heart and my body. So never do that. And you're welcome for everybody.
But not
out
your
there.
Dignity.
But not your dignity. So if our listeners want to register a veteran, and mm-hmm. please tell the veteran that you're doing this for the veteran. Please,
yeah,
please tell them or her.
You know, veterans have
very
a lot of pride in who they are, and there's always somebody that's more deserving than them, right?
Right.
But who is more deserving than them?
Exactly.
So
please tell the veteran that that WGN with Access is doing, Access through WGN is doing a veteran stairlift giveaway, and that you, out of the respect for what they've done for our country and the challenge that they're currently having with their mobility, that you're entering their name to possibly win a stairlift. Okay, just clear as many obstacles out of the way, because when you call and then, you know what, there's somebody, you know, more needing, and then you got to go and have another drawing. It's just, it just slows the process down to get the stairlift.
Yeah, we want to make sure somebody's getting a stairlift that's in need and wants the stairlift.
Right.
Yeah.
So please clear that hurdle. We got to hit a break here. What's the best number to reach you guys and to submit an entry?
630-616-6249, or you can text it into here.
Text it into here, 312-981-7200, 301-981-7200. Yeah, that's the right station. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to throw it over to Donnie and Andy in the newsroom. This is Home Center Chicago on 720 WGN. Coming out of the break, Stephen A. Leahy, the IRS answer man from Open Tax Resolution, attorney Stephen A. Leahy. There, Steve, get over it.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 773. So glad that MegaPros Jeremy, Joe passed away almost a year ago, is coming to my home. It says MegaPros Joe, but I just did a quick edit here on the fly because that's what part-time professional radio hosts do. To my house in Evanston this Wednesday, called three companies and only MegaPros returned my call. Thank you, Susan. So there you go. I just texted that to Jeremy and Judy while they're on their camping trip, which is still odd to me.
Here's my advice to business owners. Answer the phone.
Yeah. And call people back.
Call.
And you know what? Say thank you. Okay. There you go.
Those three things. Pretty simple.
Pretty simple. Janet and DeKalb, how are you?
I'm quite well. How are you today?
I'm tremendous. How far away from Northern Illinois University, Harvard of the Midwest, that I graduated from are you?
I've got about another 15 minutes and chicken up the granddaughter for a football game.
Awesome. Awesome. You have a comment about Access.
I only have a compliment, and this is it. I have worked with people who had spinal cord injuries, terrible injuries, and I worked in the workers' compensation world. We used Access all the time. They never have ever disappointed. And claimants, people injured, would call and say thank you for helping. You get the equipment, you do the stairs, and get the, so dad can get up the stairs, or mom, or whatever. I just want to say, they are just super professional, and, you know, the best. Never a complaint, never a problem.
Well, thank you for the call. Yeah, you want to make a comment real quick?
We really appreciate that, because we have an entire team that really wants to help. You know, we're all there. We're help before money. That's just how we're built. We're a family-owned company. And so when we hear compliments like that, it makes us feel really good, because we're putting our heart and soul into helping people, you know, get around their homes and have the right equipment and all the things that they would need for accessibility and independence.
Exactly. And I've sat back a couple weeks now. I keep listening to Access, you know, at this time spot on the radio, and I thought, all right, I'm going to call, because I'm sitting on a compliment that is, I wouldn't call. I'm the kind of person that wouldn't call if I didn't mean it. So,
we really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Go Huskies. There you go, Janet. Oh, and hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Janet, of your choice. So let's talk about the NAR lawsuit, and then we'll talk about your topic, which is not as interesting as mine.
Right. To you.
Stephen Lee. So let's talk about National Association of Realtors is currently involved in a class action suit with attorneys. I'm going to give it the Cliff Note version, and you could chime in from your lawyerly perspective, okay? The National Association of Realtors is getting sued, so is the MLS, so are a number of the largest real estate companies in the United States. The suit claims that the seller who pays the commission for both the buying realtor and the selling realtor did not know that a portion of the commission that they're paying the selling realtor was going to compensate the buying realtor. And somehow, some way, some shape, some form, they feel, the plaintiffs, that this is negatively impacting their financial viability, even though that this is the way real estate has been transacted, Stephen A. Leahy, attorney, since Mr. Wheel created the wheel. Okay? So what is going on here from the lawyer aspect? I think it's ridiculous. The harm done to the seller who knows going in that they're paying 2, 3, 4, 5, 6%, whatever it is, why it doesn't make any sense. And then in this complaint, it's stating that the seller should have known that the commission was going, and they now want that commission to back out, and they want the buyers to pay the buying realtor commission for finding the home. Which, if that happens, attorneys, I'll give a little tip, attorneys. Okay, here's a little mortgage tip. I know I'm not an attorney. I know I'm not as distinguished to be considered an attorney. But here's real life. After clearing the income and after clearing the credit, the number one hurdle to get into a home is down payment, is funds to pay for the down payment and for the closing costs. And to expect the buyer then to come in with another 1, 2, or 3% to pay for the realtor's commission is absolutely asinine. I'll throw it to you, counselor.
Well, first off, you don't even know what the result would be if that's true, if the buyer would have to pay their own way. Although that's what they're saying in the suit, and I agree with that. Any of these class action lawsuits, they have such wide-ranging impact, right? Here in this case, this is a nationwide thing.
I know it is.
They're challenging long-held
principles and practices that has hurt nobody.
Yeah, and so I'm generally not a big fan of these class action lawsuits, but it does shake out the truth of the matter.
Okay.
At least that's the hope, right? In that they're saying, well, some of these buyers, it's kind of a flat rate fee, whether you really need help or not, you got to pay it, and they think it should be more of
the seller.
No, the buyer. I'm talking about the buyer, because some buyers, one of their examples they talk about, if you're buying a condo and it's $150,000 condo, you don't need the same advice that if I'm buying a complicated.
Okay, wrong. What the hell did you see here? No, stop. That is such crap. Now you got me going. I didn't even know that was part of it.
I agree with
you. Okay, okay. So why don't you buy in this building? Oh, it's a condo. All condos are alike. Oh, that condo's got $3 million in special assessments, and the roof's coming off, and the balcony's falling off. Exactly. Oh, yeah. We don't need it. It's a condo. You don't need any help. It's a dumb, lawyerly answer.
I'm just telling you what their argument is.
Well, I'm just telling you their argument's crap.
I agree with you. This is why these class action lawsuits are so damaging sometimes. And again, this is being decided. It might be decided in Kansas City for the rest of the nation.
Huge condo market in Kansas City. Gigantic condo
for the
market
rest of the nation.
Right,
and that's a problem, right? Because even their own argument is, well, everybody's different. Well, every market's different, and they shouldn't be able to
look outside this building right now. Okay, look north right now. Okay, because you're over there, you can see north. Right, you got a green screen behind you, but make believe we're radio. Nobody's gonna know. If you look north right now, okay, you've got 5 condo buildings within view sight of us right now. You can't tell me which of those 5 has good reserves. You can't tell me which of those 5 have mechanical challenges. You can't tell me which of those 5 has faulty condo management companies. You can't tell me which of those 5 has had a decrease in value because of whatever reason. You can't. Why? Because you don't have a realtor representing you.
I agree. And I have a friend of mine.
Kansas City. There's like 4 condos in Kansas City.
I have a friend of mine who's buying property in Kansas City, right? And every state has a different rule. Now, here in Illinois, you generally need an attorney to have a real estate transaction.
Sure. You don't, but the other side will. So you should.
You should have an attorney.
You should. No, I'm just saying. Right.
But a lot of places throughout the nation, you don't need an attorney. And everybody said, well, that's a great thing because attorneys are so overpriced.
It adds costs,
and they're not really.
Right.
Here's a huge, probably your biggest investment of your life. And you're spending, and you don't want to spend $300 or $700, whatever it is.
I agree.
To get professional advice about what that really means. You know,
I agree.
And so it doesn't. They're trying to lower the price, and in the end, all you do is raise the price.
You raise the price.
Yes.
The buyer doesn't have enough funds to pay for the down payment and closing costs, and in addition to paying for the realtor.
And I'm going to go back to attorneys, because people think that they're overpriced or they're over. But if you can short circuit the legal problem before you buy or before you close, doing it after costs
10, 20 times more. It's ridiculous. Listen, Wisconsin. you go through the title company. Michigan, you go through the title company. Indiana, you go through the title. You don't need an attorney. Okay, I always recommend that they do have an attorney because you're looking over legal documents.
Exactly.
You got to make sure that the property numbers are correct, that the plat lines are correct, and the property lines are correct. And you don't know this.
Have you ever looked at a mortgage? It's a very complicated document.
It's 20-some pages. Yes. You ever look at a note? It's like 12 pages.
It's a very complicated document. And again, if you're in a place where they don't require a lawyer, spend the money and have somebody look at it.
Yes.
It just makes sense. Again, you're really short-circuiting in the end, because if you start having a legal problem after closing, you know, try to fix it then. It's unbelievable.
I'll use that logic on attorneys. Oh, all condos are alike. Well, so are all attorneys.
Yeah.
Okay. Why pay an attorney $300 to $800 an hour when you could get one right out of law school for $150 an hour?
Agreed.
Okay. So take that argument, stuff it. It's ridiculous. It makes no sense. They're polluting a system that doesn't need to be polluting. And
works.
It's working.
It's worked.
Mr. Wheel created the wheel, and nothing's been wrong with the wheel since Mr. Wheel created the wheel back in prehistoric times.
And we were talking about this because in this court in Kansas City has said that they agree that it's not that agreement with the MLS is wrong.
That's ridiculous.
So they're going into this
with a bias.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
right.
And here's
exactly
the deal. Right. And you know what it else it says? It says that sellers don't have the ability to negotiate the commissions. Wrong. You've got 100% power as a seller to go to your realtor who's coming to you at 5 or 6% and say, I want you to do it at 3. And that realtor has the right to say, no, we're not going to do. And you've got the right to either say, okay, I respectfully will go interview another realtor.
We've seen it. You see it every day. That
Redfin. Now,
many people don't negotiate it, but you can negotiate it.
You can negotiate it.
Yes.
There's no set, hard, fast rule.
But I'm going to go back to attorneys, right? You get the right realtor, it makes all the difference in the world. So, yeah, you want to go to the cheapest realtor, and you think you're saving money. But in the end, you're not saving money because you're not getting that advice. As you said, I can get a lawyer out of law school, or I can get a realtor who just got his license, or I can get a professional who's been doing it for a long time and understands the market and probably save me a ton of money going into it and knows how to negotiate in the end the price of the home. And that's where you're going to save the money, on the price of the home, not on your commission.
His or her. Yeah, I just want you to clarify that because I don't need
it's generic.
Well, just now day and age, we're going to start getting texts. All right, 312-981. We're going to come back with more Stephen A. Lay with your topic, because I thought my talk was a lot more interesting.
It was good.
That was a great topic. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And poor Ariane Smith is sitting here going, what the hell did I just walk into? It's key comment didn't have to sign off on this. 312-981-7200 and 630. I don't know the date that Dean is going to be at Tree Time, but we will find out, because that's a big event. When Dean goes to Tree Time, it's like Elvis coming to the MGM in Vegas. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with more Stephen A. Leahy after these messages, and I calm down.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Stephen A. Leahy.
I just want to mention that the IRS had this problem, and a lot of people weren't getting their refunds.
You're exactly right.
Wham!
What are you talking about?
That's kind of like a Batman.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually opposite. You're
it's
exactly
like a Batman
right.
cartoon where you go, pow, pow, pow.
Not true.
But that just solidified my point. Fight back now. Fight back now.
I can say that live, you know. Fight back now.
I'd rather hear it on tape.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200.
Fight back now.
I got it on my board. 312-9. I could drop it at any time.
Fight back now.
It sounds better.
Fight back now.
I say I could do it like I did on that tape. I could do it live now.
Fight back now. Which is live and which is Memorex?
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Hey, there goes our Memorex sponsorship. 312-981-7200. They were in final negotiation, and they're like, Stephen Leahy just blew it. 312-9, because cassette tapes are coming back, Steve, in case you didn't know. 312, those boxes in your basement are going to be worth something.
I knew it.
Yeah, in about 100 years. What the hell are these? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to start campfires with this stuff. It lights up real quick. 312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. What exciting topic are you going to bless us with today.
I'm gonna. We were talking in the break here, so I want to mention. I want to talk to business owners directly. I'm going to tell you something. Here's what I've learned. Now, David has introduced us as Open Tax Resolutions. We have evolved into Open Tax Advocates. Why? Because what I've learned. Here's what I've learned over these many years is that. Business people, if you haven't filed your tax return, it's not because you don't want to file your tax return. Here's the reason why, and it's going to ring true to you. Because you're afraid of bookkeeping, record keeping. That's what's kept you from filing your tax return. Isn't that right? Isn't that kind of going off in your head now? Like, yeah, I have people who haven't filed in 5, 10 more years. And every year, they ask for an extension. So we're coming up to October 15th.
Yeah.
October 15th is the extension deadline. And when you asked for an extension back in April, right, the 15th is coming. But there's not a big hubbub about it. So nobody, you know, it's not like a 15th where everybody's talking about your tax returns due. So you forgot about it already. And it's come, and I'm reminding you, and you don't want to be reminded of it. I get it. But what's going to happen is next February is going to come around, and you're going to do the same thing. You're going to ask for another extension because you want to get it done, right? Because these are for business owners, right? Who owes taxes? Business owners. So you're really good at your business, whatever it is. That's why you do what you do. But what you're not good at it is record keeping, right? It's all, and then if you can't keep good records, well, then you can't do your tax return. And if you don't do your tax return, that's when this problem comes in. And again, everybody thinks that it's a tax return problem. That's not the problem. So you got to tackle the problem, what the real problem is, and the real problem is record keeping.
How do our listeners reach out to you?
Go to WGNTaxman.com. If you own a business, there's lots of things that we all have to know now as regulations now. You can't just put up a sign out and go into business, right? So if you are in business, you should go to WGNTaxman.com. Sign up for my newsletter. I put things out a couple times a week, and I try to share information business owners need. And on my website there, last time I did promise a David Hochberg autographed picture. Yeah. I'll put that out there again. Okay. If you sign up for the newsletter, I'll give you an autographed picture of David Hochberg.
Because nobody took you up on it.
Now I'm making him take it, right? So
you got 40 of them. You got to get rid of them. You made me sit there and sign them. I'm like, how many more? Just keep going. There's going to be huge demand. You still got 40. It's nice. Makes me feel good. Right.
I have it up in my office.
That's nice. 39. Phone number.
Call me 312-664-6649. And again, the deadline's coming October 15th. Probably not going to make it. If you haven't prepared yet, you're probably not going to make it. But that doesn't mean give up. That doesn't mean wait till next year, right? You could start now to get yourself in position for next year. I always tell people that's what they do wrong. You're looking behind you. Look in front of you. Look at the future.
Okay, that's deep. And get a signed picture of David Hochberg.
And get a sis.
The news
is deep.
Can I go to the news?
Yes.
I got Mary calling me going, you're late again. I like talking to Mary. I don't need to get scolded that we're late for the news again. All right. The news is next from Donnie Kleppen from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom after these messages. We'll be back with Ari N. Smith from ComEd after the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call, text, and photo line before we get to Arian, who's not an energy doctor. Sorry, Mr. Jennings had the wrong script, so did
I.
Okay. You're the manager of customer financial assistance, which is better than an energy doctor today because we're going into the winter. We want to learn how to save some money. But I just want to clear up these text messages real quick. Dean Richards is going to Tree Time on November 5th, so he'll be there on 11/5. And will I be there when they start selling menorahs? I'll show up at Tree Time. Just thought I'd put that out there. It's a big market, Tree Time. You're missing.
Are you in the market?
You're missing out. Who isn't? I'm just saying. Tree Time, they got Christmas tree. Throw a little Hanukkah and maybe a little Kwanzaa stuff in there to expand their business.
Hanukkah trees?
Hanukkah? No, we don't do. Well, some Jews do that. It's a little weird, candles. But that's fine. Whatever. But you got Kwanzaa's got candles, Hanukkah candles.
Diversity, yeah.
I'm just telling you. Tree Time, I'm onto something here. You're welcome. And then I think this is a realtor, 773, based upon our conversation, Steve. Like not getting a home inspection because the house looks great. Perfect. Another analogy.
I agree.
This week alone, I saved my client over $10,000 because I said the shingled roof was at least 10 years older than the seller said, 15 years versus 5. My client pulled the permits, which showed that I was correct. They had the price reduced by 10 grand plus several items repaired, replaced. I think that is a pretty good return for the $500 home inspection. So there you go. I would do one difference here. Instead of getting the price reduced by 10 grand, I would have gotten a closing cost credit. Mm-hmm. My recommendation, realtor who sent this, would be if you were working with me, which obviously you're not, which is a huge mistake on your viewers and your client's part, I would have told you to keep the price the way it was, get a $10,000 closing cost credit, which would have saved your buyer $10,000. Out of their pocket for the closing costs and the prepaid items. But what do I know? 312-981-7200. But thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Airy and Smith.
Yes.
What are the things that our listeners within the ComEd listening area need to know as we transition from the 900 degrees summer that we had 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. okay, it was literally where our skin was melting off our faces, to now a normalized, nice autumn day, mm-hmm. 70 degrees. Some people are in their coats. Some people like me are in short sleeves, flip-flops, and shorts. Other people are in some type of fleece winter jackets, mm-hmm. whatever. But as the temperature goes down, the heat comes on, and the gas comes on, and the electric bills and the gas mm-hmm. bills go up.
Yes.
What are some easy tips for our listeners who are within the ComEd service area, and not even in the ComEd service area, mm-hmm. who live in the Midwest and know that the seasons are changing? What can they do to save money, especially if they're a ComEd client?
Absolutely. So there's a few things they can do. First, as far as saving money, lowering energy use, there are free energy saving products. There's a free home energy assessment customers can sign up for.
And how long does that take?
Oh, it varies. As far as the availability, they would have to go online in okay. order to start that process to determine how long it can take.
Okay. And how yep. long are they? Do you know how long the technicians are in the house, or it depends on how big the house or apartment is?
It does depend on how big the location is. I would say that those individuals that are there are very thorough. So okay. they're going to provide as much information as possible. So there's no time limit on those visits. And they just want to make sure that they get a full assessment so the customer knows exactly what their usage is in their home.
Is that for both business and residential?
Yes.
Because we had it for both our offices.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a downtown office, and we had a Downers office and a Northbrook office. We closed downtown. We closed Downers just because everybody's working from home. Mm-hmm. We've got the global headquarters in Northbrook, as you know. But we're still using those energy efficient. We did new lights.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we did the time sensing and the motion sensing lights. And we saw the return. We got our money back within a year and a half.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So I highly recommend, especially for business owners
yes.
out there, you know, you're looking to save some money everywhere mm-hmm. you can. This is a great opportunity to save money.
Absolutely.
So where do they go to get more information?
You can get more information at comed.com/paymentassistance or comed.com/Sam.
Can you dive? We got to take a quick break. Can you mm-hmm. dive after the break into more of the payment assistance?
I would love to.
What's the income breaks? It yes. might not be for you, but it might be for somebody that
Absolutely.
You work with. It might be the parents mm-hmm. or their loved ones of somebody that you work with. It might be the kids
yes.
who are living, and they don't even have to own a home. It could be rental.
Absolutely. It can be rental. And you may not know what you actually qualify for, so we definitely encourage any and everybody to go check it out.
Stephen Leahy says that to me every morning. You don't know what you don't know.
That's true.
And here's another thing Stephen Leahy says a lot. About your specific questions, I'm going to answer them for you. It depends.
Mm-hmm. Right. That wasn't an opening for you to go. I was just that was an opening to say, yes, you're right. Then I was going to say, thanks, Steve. Let's
but
go to a break.
I was chomping at the bit to say, it depends.
And he can't anyway. Help himself. Okay.
I love it.
Okay. We'll edit that out, and then we'll go to break. 312-981-7200. More with Airy N. Smith. Perfect. I said Ann Smith. It's not Airy Ann. It's Airy N. I'm killing the names. Same question.
Yes.
Arian Smith from ComEd. She is the manager of customer financial assistance. A lot of our listeners are having financial challenges right now. We're over $1 trillion in credit card debt as a nation. We added $116 billion worth of credit card debt to the ledger just this year alone. We have student loans starting up in under 7 days. You're going to get squeezed from every single angle, on top and on bottom, inside and out. And this is a great way to save some money. You've been hearing the commercials all over the place for the past 2 weeks, and I'm glad you're here, Arian, to dive deeper. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. I'll just pencil it in first. It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's just documentation there, Arian, that I'm not doing it on purpose.
That's all right.
I'm just an idiot. So my good friend Lloyd Manning is listening. Okay, he made a going to a wedding tonight. Bob Wendell, a fraternity brother of mine, his daughter is getting married. He said, bring some autographed pictures to the wedding tonight, Lloyd. And I sent back, ask your wife, Vicky, for the, she'd already got 15 of them in different poses. Okay, so he's like, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, Vicky and I have a great relationship, Lloyd. Don't worry about it. If you want one, borrow one from your wife, all right? I'll see you tonight. Stop bothering me while I'm on the radio. 312-981. I have a tough enough time getting through this without my friends texting me during the show. All right, Arian. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have a caller here in Naperville. Mm-hmm. Joanna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm tremendous. Thank you for listening. How can we help?
So, it's all over the internet. Elon Musk won his argument with the feds, and he has got this product that is supposed to get rid of the dirty energy and bring down your electric bill.
Okay.
And I'm like, sure, I could do that. Is it for real?
All right. Elon Musk's dirty energy claim, that's probably right. Out of your area of expertise as a customer financial assistance expert. But okay. Is there some place that the... that Joanne from Naperville might be able to get that information on ComEd.com?
Yes, Joanne. So there's a lot of good information at ComEd.com in regards to electric vehicles. If that's late in breaking news, I don't know if it's on there just yet, but we do have an email that you can send for questions about EVs and emails to an EV specialist. If you visit evsmart@comed.com, and you can submit those questions there.
evsmart@comed.com. Is that what you were looking for, Joanna?
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much.
No, wow. Thank you for listening out in Naperville, and hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, okay? Of your choice. That wasn't so bad.
No,
you
don't want to.
You were kind of a little apprehensive taking
the
call.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't say anything. No, but listen, that's how you do. You just be honest, and yes. If you know something, you don't. You just keep going.
Right.
Steve's been successful on radio for 10 years, not knowing a damn thing. But he wears his shirt, his white shirt, his tie.
Yeah, I got the answer for everything.
It depends.
It depends.
312-981-7200. All right, let's talk about financial assistance.
Yes.
Our listeners are getting squeezed every different direction. Mm-hmm. Gas comes down, gas prices go back up, food comes down, food prices go back up. There, again, $116 billion worth of credit card debt that we as a country, American consumers, have added just this year alone. We're over $1.05 trillion student loan debt starting in 9 days. The oxygen's getting sucked out of the bag.
Yeah.
How can you at ComEd, you particularly, you the only person at ComEd.
Yes,
no.
Me.
As the manager of customer financial assistance, what advice can you provide our listeners to try to save a couple of bucks to get through the winter?
I really want to advocate for customers to reach out for the information that is available. There's so many channels now that customers can receive information, whether that is our website at comed.com/payment assistance or our web-based tool where customers can, right at home, check to see what programs they qualify for at comed.com/SAM or simply call our call center at 1-800-EDISON-1, also 1-800-334-7661. I mean, just see what's out there. There's so many options that we have federal and state funded programs such as LIHEAP, which starts October 1st, so please go and apply for those that do qualify, but we also have a suite of other programs that ComEd has available, including payment assistance options like DPAs or deferred payment agreements, where you can break up your balance over time, budget billing, so you know what your budget billing bill amount will be every month, and a couple other options that they may qualify for.
Every portion of a ComEd bill, for those that don't need it, mm-hmm. a little piece is going towards helping those in need, right? A lot of our listeners don't realize that. And this money, where is this, you know, we're going to get the, where is this money coming from? And is the government paying for it? And it's charity. It's called tzedakah, right? And, you know, you guys do it in the Catholic Church, right? You pass around the little bowl there and you throw a couple of shekels in.
And the basket.
The basket. Okay, the basket, all right? And then if you don't throw anything in, you're in the back. But that's a whole other story for another day, Steve. That's why Stephen A. Leahy's always up front, right? He throws in the... He's a big money guy.
I collect.
He collects. Right. That's even better. Smart.
I'm an usher.
That takes 15% off the top, and they can't figure out why the money keeps going down, all the donations. But a portion of every single bill that we pay for the listeners that can afford it, and I'm a big fan of to taking care of others that can't take care of themselves. Okay. Mm-hmm. My mother had MS. She was in a wheelchair. She got Social Security disability insurance. A big fan of all that. Right. I mean, it wasn't her fault she got MS. It's not people's fault that they've got disabilities, and we should take care of those that can't take care of themselves. This is a perfect example. We are setting aside, as if I'm a ComEd employee. ComEd is collecting money, and they have funds to help fund those listeners out there who need the money. Mm-hmm. And they do get grants from the government, and you do get grants from the state. And if your mom or dad or your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, you are having trouble making these payments, we're going to go into the winter. We know it's going to be cold. We live in Chicago. Okay, we know we're going to have 30 to 40 below with the wind chill. We know it. We know we're going to have snow. We know our house is going to be colder than it is now, and it's going to be uncomfortable. Why not go to what's the website again?
ComEd.com/payment assistance or ComEd.com/SAM, and that's S-A-M.
Are you still offering to, is ComEd still offering to come in to do windows and insulation and make the home more comfortable? Is that area of your expertise?
That's a good question. That is an energy efficiency offering that may be available that customers can go to ComEd.com to learn more about.
All right. There you go. See? Listen, Steve. I drive down. I come into the city. Gas is $4.80 to $5.25 a gallon. I go to Northbrook, where it's between $3.85 and $3.99. Right. I go to Lake County. It's $3.65. It's crazy. What you know? Gas prices, food prices, everything's more expensive. Our listeners need help. Mm-hmm. There's help out there to get. And don't be ashamed. Nobody's going to know. Listen. My mom. I grew up clipping coupons. Right. It was a big thing. The Sunday paper used to come. It used to be four feet thick, and you used to get I got the sports. My mom got the coupons, and we used to go through after I read the sports section. Right, it took me 3 hours because I couldn't read. Still can't read, but that's another story.
Oh, no.
We used to clip coupons, go to the A&P, okay, at Golf and D, and we used to do our shopping, right? And it used to be a game to see how much money we could save and get the S&P trading stamps, okay? We used to get the S&P trading stamps to get our silverware and get our plates and our cups because that's where we got it.
I remember it well.
You remember it well. I don't care about news. This is important. We're going back 40 years. but this is important. I grew up on S&P savings stamps. Mm-hmm. I grew up cutting. So did you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know too much about Amy over here because she's from a lot of money. But we grew up splitting nickels here, okay? We brought back the bottles.
Yep.
You know, for the 5 cents. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's out there. No. Website, before we hit the news.
ComEd.com/payment assistance or ComEd.com/SAM.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Amy, you're up next.
Sweet.
You're up next. Your dad's listening. I haven't messed up his heritage, his last name. It's Farrell.
You got it.
Ham straight. Mr. Farrell. Stay in your lane. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I have to clean something up, Stephen A. Leahy. It's S&H green stamps. I said S&P. So I apologize, and thank you to all the old farts like me that lived through the S&H green stamps. Used to have to lick them, put them in a book, and then send the books in. It's, well, that's good. A lot of... So glad our listeners are listening and correcting me on the way. So thank you for that. It's S&H. And then there was another one I just have to address is this. Okay. So the realtor that sent it in sent me a text. Home inspector that saved my client 10 grand. I'll keep the closing cost option versus price reduction in mind. Smiley face wink. Then right after that, we get the text 847. A price reduction instead of closing cost credit can save the parties in the form of lore. I don't know what that means. Tax, transfer taxes, lower title costs for real estate, tax assessments, and lower commissions. Okay, so let me just back this out real quick in as calm of a way as I could explain it. You've got $10,000 of greenbacks in one gigantic pile. And if you take a price reduction, okay, you might save, I don't know, $75 in taxes and commissions and transfer tax. Here, double that. Just triple that. Just say, round it up to $400. You've got $10,000 in one pile over here and $400 in cost savings over here. $10,000, $400, $400, $10,000, $10,000. I'm going with the 10 G's. Okay, so I'm keeping, in all due respect, Texter, I understand what you're saying. I respectfully disagree. I get into these conversations with people that aren't, with listeners that aren't in the field like I am. If you give a trained mortgage professional 10 G's to play with, and that trained mortgage professional like me knows what to do with it, you will compensate the buyer for all of their title fees, all of their closing costs. They could pay the first year's worth of insurance premium, which is about between $1,000 and $2,000 to $3,000, depending upon your property and the coverage you're going for. You could cover the attorney's fees. Which
attorneys,
between,
that's right. Important.
Important. Stephen A. Leahy wanted that to be first, so I'll replay this. Attorney's fees, number one, $500 to $750, depending upon, it could be $1,000, could be $2,000, depending on how complicated the transaction is, and all your prepaids. You've got $10,000, as opposed to a price reduction that's going to save you $400 and maybe in monthly payments. Take the closing cost credit. Trust me. And if you want to talk more about this, I've been doing this for a very long time, 23 years. I will sit down with anybody and detail why that's in your best interest instead of taking a price reduction. 3129. So thank you for the text. I wholeheartedly, respectfully disagree with that. And you should look up S&H Green Stamps because that will be more valuable to you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Linda would like to comment about the Tesla equipment. Hi, Linda. What's your comment?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
I want to tell you that I'm a long-term listener, and you've saved me so much time and grief. I only wish that you were on 25 years ago when I became a new homeowner, because you've saved me time, money. I trust everything your panel says. They're just wonderful. They do what they say. I had Lindholm Roof in here. They told me I needed a brand-new roof. They said, oh, no, the vent is leaking. And they fixed that. It was $1,500 gone. I mean, really, you're phenomenal. But anyway, so I want to address Joanne that Elon Musk's story is a scam.
Okay.
It is not a project that Elon Musk undertook. He undertakes many things, but that one is a scam for clean energy and lower energy bills. That is not his invention.
Well, thank you. Do you work for Elon Musk at all? I want to vet you.
No. I don't think his personality and mine would make even a day.
Do you work for the Tesla Corporation? Again, I'm just trying to weed out to make sure you're not a plant.
No.
Okay. This isn't Elon Musk on some AI voice altering, because I know he's a big fan of the show, like you, Linda. I just want to make sure that this is actually Linda and not like a robot for Elon Musk that called in to try to get everybody.
No, I think a ChatGPT would not give a voice like mine.
Where are you from, Linda?
Harwood Heights.
Harwood Heights. All right. Well, we're going to send you, we appreciate you listening with all the kind comments about our show and about our experts. And we're going to put you on hold. And Patrick, graduate of Lewis, the famed Lewis University in Romeoville, will pick you up so you could select your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. Okay?
And thank you again, all of you, for giving us all of this free information and people we can trust. And, you know, because I'm a senior, I'm 73, and oh my God, there's so many scams out there with remodeling and roofing, and my God, you're a godsend, all of you.
Well, we agree, and we thank you for that. And it's not free. There's a bill coming from WGN shortly, which we expect you to pay in full, okay? And so hang on, Linda, and send my best to your husband. And we appreciate you listening. 312-981-7200. 312-98. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. It was very nice.
It's nice to hear that.
I started the show by saying I get these types of calls. Mm-hmm. Seriously, emails, appreciate what you do. Love you. Love your. Love all the experts. And this is why we come in, Saturday. It's a beautiful day outside, right? I mean, we could be on an architectural tour. I could be shaving my legs. I could be doing lots of other things. Okay. I haven't shaved my legs in the past 18 years because I'm doing radio. 312-981-7200, 312-981. I stopped shaving my legs, Steve, because of radio. I know that's what you're thinking.
I was thinking about you shaving your legs on an architectural tour.
That would be a whole other... That would be the premier tour, and you'd have to pay extra for that. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about the service, the other services that you guys provide at Access. The consultation... If somebody's moving into a home that they might, well, if you're disabled and you're an experienced homeowner and you're disabled and you're moving into a home, would you be able? Do you offer a pre-sale like a home inspection?
100%. Yeah, we're happy to come out and take a look and spend as much time as you need us to, or answer any of the questions that you want us to provide information on, you know, whether your purchase is going to be appropriate for you as far as accessibility is concerned. And then we can offer you options and give you quotes so that you know what you're getting yourself into if you're to move forward and purchasing the home.
Phone number if our listeners want to, and that is you don't charge.
It's totally free, and it's really important. I think if you're purchasing a
safety.
Home. Yeah, especially, you know, people buy homes when they're in their 30s and they don't think about accessibility at all. And I think that more people need to take this into consideration, you know, if you're planning to stay in your forever home forever, right? Yep. So, you know, you can call us at 630-616-6249 and we're happy to come out and do a free assessment and provide you any information you're looking for and answer any of your questions about accessibility.
312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to put a shout out. Benny, can you clip this so I can get this over to... there's a guy, Salvador Padilla, over at Mercedes-Benz of Chicago. I had a flat tire, brought it in there, finally blew the whole day on Thursday, brought it in, hit a pothole. He could have lost a family of six in this thing. Okay. And he got me in. He's like, I don't know. I might have to... I'm downtown, right? I came downtown Thursday. Salvador Padilla of Mercedes-Benz Chicago got me in and out, and he didn't know I was going to do this. We're going to send him a clip. He had no idea who I was, that I'm a big, huge part-time radio host here on WGN. So I'm going to send him this audio clip. I want to thank Salvador over there for getting me in and out. Great facility. If you have a Mercedes-Benz and you have trouble, they're phenomenal in the city. They get you in and out, and they're fine people. 312-981-7200. So a big thank you to Salvador. 312-981-7200. We've got Sarah in Hoffman Estates. We've got Charles on line two. We've got somebody from Homewood on line four. We're going to come back, take these calls, answer these questions. 312-981. Sorry, David, I disagree with your math. It's not 10,000 or 400. My God, this guy keeps going. Tell you what, take the $10,000 break, blow the 10 G's. If you want to debate this over the air, we'll be more than happy to. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect!
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. All right, this texter that keeps coming back and forth to me with the closing cost credit. You could use the closing cost credit to buy the rate down, which is not what I would recommend with the rates being this high, which means you could get a lower interest rate, which means your overall monthly payment would be lower, which means you would be saving for the next 30 years if the rates don't come down and we don't refinance. Again, I'll take the 10 G's over today. Right? Because when you move in, you have a lot of things going on. You got to switch electric. You got to take care of the movers. You got a lot of things going on. If you're like my wife, you're running back and forth to Bed Bath & Beyond. May that rest in peace. Or Home Depot and matching up the shower curtain with the toothpaste dispenser, with the floor mat and the towels. Everything's got to match. And it's different orange and different yellow. They got to match. Okay? So she gets to use all that money to spend it on that, invest it on that. So listen, you can do whatever you want. I'm just telling you, when you're buying a home, as we talked about earlier, Steve, the largest obstacle, other than income and credit, is the money for the down payment and closing costs. And if you can keep 10 G's in your pocket and to finance that through a higher payment, a higher loan amount, yes, your mortgage payment's going to be slightly higher because you're financing more, but $10,000 today is better than saving, you know, $60, you know, $6 or $20 or, you know, whatever the number is. But listen, you're a consumer. You can do whatever you want. It's fine. And then you got 763 texter here. I love your show and listen every Saturday morning and have no interest in real estate or finances. Well, that's our target audience. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Chuck and Darian, how can we help you? Thanks for listening.
Yeah, here's the story. I'm a senior citizen. I'm qualified for the real estate freeze, and I'm trained to keep my income under $65,000. Got a situation where a lawn care service literally did a lot of destruction to our shrubs and everything else, and we're contemplating a fairly large settlement. And if I get that settlement, the income will increase where I'll be over the $65,000 limit. Will that affect me with the real estate freeze if I accept that income from this for repair and damage?
Steve,
well, before I answer that, I want to say it's really difficult to answer questions on the radio about a specific case as an attorney, right? You're not supposed to be given advice over the radio, but I can talk generally.
There's a disclaimer.
Okay, so generally a lawsuit or a settlement is not really considered your income, right? It's now you do pay taxes on it sometimes, and sometimes you don't. So I'd be happy to talk to you off the air about this specific one and answer your question specifically.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Okay,
so call me 312-664-66.
Wait a second, I got to get a pen.
Okay.
664 what?
312-664-6649.
Okay, 664-6 again, what, please?
Okay, I'll start at the top again. 312-664-6649.
Got it.
And I'll be happy to talk to you about it.
What's your name? Paco Morales.
Paco Morales.
No, his name is Stephen A. Leahy. I was only kidding.
I'm attorney Stephen
Leahy. Attorney Stephen A. Leahy.
And we help people with property taxes, so I'll be happy to talk to you about it, okay?
Thank you very much.
Happy to help.
Hang on, Chuck. I gave away your safe name. I apologize. Your stage name is Paco Morales. So when you see starring Paco Morales, it's really Stephen A. Leahy. 312. And if you see Stephen A. Leahy, it might be Paco. Paco impersonating you because you took his name. Now he's going to take your name. 312-981-7200. That was way too easy. Sorry. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got Hanson chipping in. Take the 10 grand you save, invest it in an ETF. Conservative estimate is that it'll be 94 grand in 30 years. Lowering your payment by $50 a month, you'll save $18,000. There's Let's Get Legal with John Hanson coming up next.
He knows his finances.
He's got that finance show during the week. He's actually a pretty smart guy there. John Hanson. So you were on with John
Hanson.
Your
money.
Hold on. Yeah, your money.
I'm just giving him a plug.
No, is it your money with John Hanson?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just giving him a plug.
Your money matters.
Money matters.
Yeah, nice. At least I knew the whole name of the show.
Well, I'm on the show sometimes, so we have nicknames. So it's your money.
Okay, I don't need to hear your personal thing. But you were on.
Yes.
Arian with John Hanson last week. How would you compare your experience on John Hanson's show, Your Money Matters, with your experience right now on Home Sweet Home Chicago? He's not listening.
Sure. And that is a great question. You're trying to compare.
Corner you.
Just and be very careful and oranges, about how you
honestly
answer this.
Different and great experiences both times.
She's
I love
been
it.
Trained. Very
I love
diplomatic.
It I love it here. Yeah.
That ComEd media training is paying off. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more of this lunacy.
John would never ask her that question.
I know John would never ask her. That's what why he's a professional broadcaster.
Exactly right.
That's the difference. That's why he has two shows, right? Right. Come on. 312-981-7. Let's get legal coming up after this show. Real radio show at 1 o'clock. 312-981-7200. And Your Money Matters weekdays at 5 to 7. Yeah. Is it at 7? 6 to 7.
I think it's an hour.
Six to seven. Yeah, I was on last week. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I need some coffee. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. You know, you're getting older, Steve. When you think a Friday night fun activity with your wife is going to Costco. Okay? Just thought I'd throw that out there. That's where we were last night in Glenview. It's Glenbrook North homecoming tonight. And I've got 15-year-old girls sleeping in my basement.
I don't want to one-up you, but I was at Bub City on Clark Street here downtown Chicago with my wife last night.
I'll one-up you. I got you. I bought new underpants last night.
Costco underpants.
Puma Sports Luxe Moisture Wicking Sport Stretch Comfort Waistband and Tag Free. You want to keep going? I took a picture because I knew you were going to do that.
You win.
I trumped you. I knew I was going to say something. You were going to come back, and I'm just going to slam you right there with the new underpants.
I might get those too, but my wife would go buy those.
We were passing through the underpants aisle. My wife's like, "Do you need underpants?" I'm like, "You know what? For the first time in 15 years, I think I better get some. Haven't been wearing them for 15 years." I'm like, "Let's try them." 312-981-7200. ComEd.com. Save money and energy doing laundry without wearing underpants. You're welcome. That's a big ComEd.com/whatever. 312-981-7200. Cindy in Orange, how are you?
Anxiety ridden.
Oh, my gosh. What's going on, Cindy? We're going to give you a radio hug. How can we help?
Well, I inherited, my mother's house and, $560,000 from my brother. And pretty much when he died and pretty much he had to pay the probate. And, I mean, this is, but anyhow. And I remodeled my house. I mean, I want to take a reverse mortgage, I think. I think I'm going to have to. I'm 61 and a half. I mean, I remodeled my house, bought two Honda Fits and had a dental bill, and I don't know.
Okay, so we'll slow down. Slow down. Hold on, okay? Okay, take a deep breath. You inherited a house, and your brother left you over $500,000. How much anxiety, where's the anxiety coming from?
Well, I don't have the $500,000 that much anymore. I remodeled my house.
Oh, you put it into your house. Okay.
I bought a car and had a dental bill.
Okay.
And,
okay. I got you. How much do you owe on your house, Cindy?
Nothing.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. How much do you think your house is worth in Norwich?
I don't. See, that's what I don't know. The internet says between 200 and 89 and 389, and I mean everything's done on my house if you want me to go through the gate.
No, we're good. I believe you.
It's not called an overhead sewer. It's called something where it doesn't go outside. It's a different kind of overhead sewer.
All right, well, that's not going to impact the value if everybody in Norwich has the same plumbing. So I got a question for you. Are you working?
No, I'm disabled.
You're disabled. Do you have any Social Security disability income coming in?
Yes.
Do you still have part of the $500,000 plus that your brother left you?
No. Oh. I have about maybe $6,000.
Okay. That's not good. And what about your mom's home? Where's your mom's home?
Norwich. I inherited my brother's house and my house, and I sold my brother's house.
I got you. Okay. So you're living in your mom's house. It's now your home, and you sold your brother's house and cleared the $500,000 that you've gone through, right?
Right.
And you're on limited disability.
I never thought it would be gone.
I got you. Okay, so how's your credit? Good, bad, great, challenged?
I don't know. I have credit card debt, and I pretty much did a rollover interest-free loan for some of it.
How much credit card debt are you in?
And then that credit score was supposed to be 720, but the score on the Chase website says 636.
That's a problem. Okay, how much credit card debt are you in?
About $17,000.
Okay, have you missed any credit card payments, yes or no?
No, no, I've never missed any payments.
And you have no mortgage on the house, correct?
What?
You don't have a mortgage on the house, correct?
No.
All right, you have $17,000 in credit card debt, you got $6,000 in the bank. What are you getting for income coming in from Social Security? How much?
Well, including the insurance, it's $15,600.
A year or a month?
A year.
So you got $1,200 coming in, a little over $1,200. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got some anxiety.
I eat, and I get food stamps and energy assistance and water assistance.
Okay. That was the next question. Okay. So we have to see if you qualify for a reverse mortgage because that's what you called for, correct?
Right.
Okay. So if you do qualify for a reverse mortgage, you blew through. You said you consumed $500,000. Very rapidly, right?
Yes, but what I plan on doing is taking the reverse mortgage, and I don't want a cash out.
Right.
I just want
availability.
The reverse mortgage, all I want is my property taxes paid and my homeowner's insurance paid out of it, and I want one of these mortgages that go to your 100.
Okay.
And that's all I want out of it. I don't want to take a cash value out of it.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. It sounds like you would qualify, barely. Okay, that $1,200 a month or $1,250, $1,300 a month. We have to dive.
If I didn't have to pay the property taxes, I would have like $700 to save from my Social Security every month.
Oh, sure.
I have an accounting background, and I'm real frugal.
No, I get it.
It's real frugal with my house. I mean, my recliner chairs came from Menards. My living room couch came from Value City Furniture. My couch in the basement came from Menards.
Okay.
I mean, I did everything low budget.
I got you. I got you. Menards is getting free publicity here. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to follow up. I'm going to have my reverse mortgage expert, Jose Rodriguez, give you a call.
I called him last year. I was wishing you would deal with it because
okay, I'll deal with it. I will call you. You just had
because he didn't really want to answer my question. I'm sorry. I'm just
okay. You know, well, I find that hard to believe because Jose is very professional and the best that I know, and he's very. Maybe you're just having a bad day. So here's what we're going to do, Cindy. I will follow up after the I'll follow up with you on the way home. Okay? Please get Cindy's information so I can follow up. Jose is outstanding at what he does. You just had experience with Jose, Steve.
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I was going to tell you, Jose, he's an outstanding individual.
Right.
Talk about helpful. He's the epitome of helpfulness.
And maybe Cindy had a bad day. All right. Hey, listen, we all have a bad day. And I will follow up with you, Cindy, after the show on the way home. We're going to take a quick break here. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. Tell Patrick, who spelled Norwich right, so that's good, that Lewis University education, he got that right. We're going to take a quick break here. Gabrielle from Chicago is up next. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Maybe last year when Cindy called, she didn't qualify for a reverse mortgage, so the information that Jose was providing upset her because she couldn't have used the product at the time. And guess who just showed up? John Hansen's producer, Ridian, again, with a whole tray full of Dunkin' Donuts, doesn't bother calling ahead of time to see if we want any. Thanks, Iridian. We appreciate it. 312-981-7200. But you still have 42 minutes to go back to Dunkin' Donuts and load us all up before John's show. 312-981-7. Nobody could see what you're holding up, all right? 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Zoom Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Greg Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm.
You introduced Stephen as Attorney Stephen Leahy, but Ray Kaplan, just Ray Kaplan.
Attorney Ray Kaplan.
I think we have an issue here.
Ray Kaplan, the student loan assassin, because I figured that the student loan assassin carries more weight than attorney.
Ray, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes!
Student loan assassin's better, but okay, she wants attorney.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Turn the microphone down. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 312. Great, great show. Please finish Cindy's plan, assuming you have all the right information. Okay, so the plan for Cindy would be who inherited a house from her mother. And according to Cindy, who was frugal, inherited $500,000 from her deceased brother, but only has $6,000 worth of assets left and $17,000 worth of credit card debt, who's 61 and a half years old and lives in a home free and clear. So the definition of frugal can be debated, but that's a whole nother story for another day. The plan would be for her to take out a reverse mortgage if she qualified. Based upon a $300,000 to $400,000 home, a 61 and a half year old individual, you round it up to the next birthday, she would probably qualify for about $100,000 to $125,000 reverse mortgage in today's market. Since she doesn't have a mortgage on the home, she'd qualify for 60% of the whatever she qualifies the first year. So let's just keep it simple, stupid. She qualifies for $100,000. She'd gain access to $60,000 the first year. Why? Because that's the FHA rules that came out after 08 when everything blew up and they... people were dying after they took out reverse mortgages. They were blowing the money or their family was stealing it from them. All right. So since she doesn't have a mortgage, she'd be able to take out up to $60,000. Out of that $60,000, she'd be able to cover her closing costs, which would be about $8,000 to $12,000. They're super high on reverse mortgages compared to regular mortgages. That being said, if she uses the money like she said she would use the money to pay for her taxes and her insurance, she'd be fine. And she'd be able to do that into perpetuity, and she'd have more than enough money to pay her taxes and insurance. She already has taken care of the ComEd. She called ComEd, took care of that. She could probably get a senior tax freeze, a disability freeze with the county of Cook. That's great. Now, if she goes in and starts going to Menards and starts buying couches and start buying new chairs and start going buying new cars, she's not going to have any money left, and then she's going to be mad at me because she's not going to have any money left. If she just uses that money after she qualifies, we are assuming she qualifies, we're making an assumption, she'd be okay. Okay, that's what it's all about. But, you know, you better have that 11% coupon from Menards in order to go buy that couch and that new chair, right? You know Menards, 11% with the asterisks and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Just trying to save her more money. So, but if you dip into that, you're going to have bigger problems because you're going to run out of money. So that would be the plan. Okay, I'm here to help. 312-981-7200. But listen, burning through $500,000 of your brother's estate is not frugal to me. So something, we got to put a check in there with Cindy to make sure she understands that it's her money. She could do whatever she wants with it. She's going to have to make sure that it goes to Cook County to pay her taxes and her insurance company to pay for insurance. And she should be okay for the rest of her life living there. And then she'll have to figure out how to make it on the $6,000 she's got left after we pay off her $17,000 with the credit card and the $1,200 a month stipend she's getting. Yes, Steve?
Let me just mention that we talked about veterans and how they don't take advantage of things.
Sure.
Same thing here with reverse mortgage. If you're a little older or you are qualified for this, look into it. You don't have to do it. David or Jose would be happy to talk to you about how this all works. And maybe, because you don't understand how it works, maybe if you found out how it worked, you'd say, hey, maybe that's the program I should be in. This is a government program, so it's available, and it is protected. It's not
federally insured.
Because people talk about, you know, that they're afraid that it's a scam or not. This is a federal-funded program.
Federally insured.
Yeah.
Federal Housing insured. Administration, yes. Federally insured.
Insured, yes.
VA is federally mm-hmm. guaranteed. Okay? 312-981-7200. Gabrielle, in Chicago, you've got a question about a porch. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning. Well, a couple of different questions about money and the porch. I have an old 1938 Tudor home in Chicago, and we bought it about 18 years ago, and we didn't really have a lot of money to fix it up. We bought it as is. The family that owned it, the father died, and then they just, you know, wanted to sell it as is. So we did some fixing up. The front stoop, I guess it's called. We didn't realize it at the time. When we moved in, there was a crack, and we had it sealed, like with a decorative design. We paid, I don't know how much to fix. Well, we didn't know it was a problem, but we just sealed it. Well, then again, it cracked again, and now it's sinking in, and the water is seeping down there. Yikes. So we called Plymouth Steel or somebody to fix it, and I forget what the quote was, several thousand. But my thought is, we're strapped for money. My son just started college. We think we're going to move out of Illinois in about 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Now, with the law in Illinois, can I sell it as is, or should I fix that stoop to sell my house?
Stephen, you're the attorney.
Well, there's no law that says you have to. Yeah, right. you have to disclose all because you know that it's leaking, and that's a given. But whether I think it always goes back to your quality of life.
Yeah,
you know,
I will tell you this: Chicago winters and Chicago weather cycles are not in your favor right now. Okay, if you've got leakage in there now, it's going to rain between in the next 900 to 1,000 days from today to when you sell it. You're going to have the hundreds, if not thousands, of gallons of water coming down on your home, right. Snow melting and all seepage and all that stuff coming in. I will tell you this. How much is your home worth?
Maybe $340,000.
What do you owe on your house?
My mortgage left is 10 years. I think $130,000, $120,000. We did refinance twice.
Okay, that's great. How much credit card debt do you have, if any?
I did want to ask. I certainly will disclose it. I'll show people what the problem is. I have had a crack in the basement fixed, and you're right. The basement always stinks. We have a dehumidifier going constantly, and I see, like, white stuff on the bricks, so I know, like, the minerals are coming in.
Yeah, that's not safe. Okay, so hang on. How's your credit card debt? How much credit card debt do you have, if any?
Pay it every month.
So 130 balance. Hold on. I'm up against the break. I don't mean to cut you off or be rude. I'm just trying to help you here. 130 balance against the 340 home. Is that correct? Yes, no?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And are you married or is it just you?
Yes, married.
Okay. Both you have good, great credit, challenge credit, good, yep, great.
No. His mine's much better than his. We paid off our car loans. The only loan I took out was I got new windows.
Okay, great. So are you paying that on time in an installment?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything's
on time. What do you do for a living? I don't care where you work. How much money do you make?
I work at O'Hare for the airline. I make, I can do overtime. I make about maybe $70,000 a year.
Okay, got it. So 70 grand, great credit, no credit card debt, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and to fix your basement and to solve all your problems is probably under a $10,000 job. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Okay, if I could set up a home equity line of credit with BMO for like $150,000, even though you don't, or about $100,000, even though you need 10, but you would qualify for 100, and that payment would be $70 a month or $80 a month to fix that basement and improve your quality of your life over the next 3 years, would you agree that would be beneficial for you and the health of you and your family?
But how many years would I be paying $80 a month?
It doesn't matter. You're moving in 3 years, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Isn't your health and your quality of life more value, is worth $80 a month? Would you agree with that statement?
Well, that affects, it is correct. Will that affect me getting a loan for my son's college?
No, not at all. Absolutely not. It will not impact. If that leak continues and you have mold and you're dead, would that improve your kid's ability to graduate college, knowing that his mom died without fixing that crack in the front stoop?
Oh, God forbid. God forbid.
All right. Well, there you go. I mean, I'm not trying to be morbid here. I'm just trying to tell you, you've got the money. You sleep on the money. You've got equity in your home. Okay, you've got equity in your home, and you could fix a problem that could be fixed in the next 30 days instead of living with it for the next 3 years until you sell your home, and your house is going to be worth less because you're going to make the problem worse over the next 3 years. Are you with me, Gabrielle?
I agree. You're right.
All right, damn straight I'm right. Hang on for your Mr.
Damn
Floyd.
Straight.
Damn straight. Mr. Floyd cleaning product coming your way. This is what we do. This is like Rain Man stuff here. Why do you want to live in a house that's got all that mishigas, all of that schmutz, all of that disgusting crap, and that's the official term, schmutz. You've got outside coming into your basement, you got white crap on your walls. I know in your basement you got white crap, Steve, but we're doing DNA tests on that. 312-981, you got two kids. We don't even want to know what's going on down there. Those kids are dirty. 312-981-7200. Which one? Jake, and what's the other one's name?
Joey.
Joey. Which one's sicker, Jake or Joey?
I think it's equal. I don't like to choose between them.
Well, they're both disgusting. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Arian, we just heard from Cindy. She's on the program, mm-hmm. right? Which is beneficial. You wanted to chime in, and, you know, you held your hand up to like chime in. Hey, maybe she could do this, but she threw out that she's already part of the ComEd system, financial assistance system. What other programs are available today? Pretty nails, by the way. Steve, look at those nails. Oh my God,
I love them. Aren't they're those, fabulous. I just noticed them.
Where have really you been hiding nice. Those for the past 2.5 hours?
How did you not notice them?
I don't look at people's nails. I look at their eyes. I talk to people a lot. It's the only thing I notice. Stephen A. Leahy's got stains on his shirt because I notice it because they're all over his shirt. Otherwise, I look right at his eyes. I don't want to look at anything else on Stephen A. Leahy, a.k.a. Paco. All right, so let's go about with the programs available.
Yes, so there are several programs that are currently available and upcoming. So I'll talk about a couple that are current and then the upcoming ones. So right now, ComEd is a new program called Bill Payment Assistance. So for qualified income eligible customers with a household income of 80% of the area median income, you can receive a one-time bill credit between $150 and $500 based on the customer's account status while funding is available.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot of money.
It'll help. Any bit helps.
80% of the average median income in Cook County is around $105,000 to $106,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be around $86,000 to $87,000. Is that total housing income? So both spouses, both partners, everybody living in there? Or
yep,
how does
so
that work?
Total household income for everyone 18 and up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Including if you've, and this is important because mm-hmm. we have this on certain loans. When if you have your in-laws or your parents living and they're mm-hmm. getting Social Security or pension, you have to count that
yeah.
as part of the
Everyone's
equation.
A permanent resident in that home.
Okay, that's yep. important. But Absolutely. That's a lot, $600.
Yes.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, there's a potential to definitely help.
And that's a one-time shot, not a monthly thing.
No, that is a one-time program. We do have other programs that are monthly, like budget billing, for example. If customers enroll in budget billing, you can get a stabilized bill every month. So it's not a bill credit, but you have the luxury of knowing what your bill is month over month. It's based off of the 12 months of average bill amounts before you enroll. And then it gets reviewed every 6 months just to ensure that average is still accurate. And so they'll give you heads-up notice, and that amount can go up, stay the same, or go down.
Outstanding. Where do our listeners go to get that information?
More information is available at comet.com/payment assistance or comet.com/Sam.
Are you on the schedule to come back? Tom, is she on the schedule to come back? Do you know if you're on the schedule to come back? Because you're really knowledgeable
about this
stuff.
That's a great question. You make me feel so good. I would love to come back. This is fun.
Well, I take it out. And I take all my negative stuff out. I'm lazy. I give all the positive stuff.
As long
stuff
as it's not me out of my...
What's the website one more time?
comet.com/payment assistance or comet.com/Sam.
Amy Farrell,
yeah.
You had an amazing experience with a couple of our service providers on the show, as you already heard earlier in the show, listeners calling and thanking us for all the information, but you mm-hmm. have actual experience that you wanted to share.
Yeah, so my stepdad is selling, you know, my childhood home. He's retiring and he's going to build a ranch. And so, there's some work that needs to be done to the house before it goes on the market. And one of those things is hardwood floors.
Sure.
So I had all these grand ideas. You know, I'm in construction. I'm in the industry. So about what needed to be done with these floors and how expensive it was going to be and all those things. And so Igor from Mr. Floor came out and really gave me some great information, spent some time with us, explained exactly what he could do, and made me feel really good about what needed to be done and what didn't need to be done that I thought needed to be done.
You had a thought in your head. We took the elevator up.
Yeah.
Of what, $10,000?
Yeah, I'm thinking $10,000. You know, because those are the types of quotes we're getting for other work that needs to be done in the house. You know, everything's $10,000.
Sure.
$20,000. Windows are $100. You know, so I'm expecting this inflated, you know, quote. But he really did give us a very good, reasonable quote to redo our flooring, and made me feel really good that we didn't need to get half of the stuff done that I thought we did.
Sure.
You know, so I just felt really good and warm and fuzzy about the whole experience with him, with Mr. Floor.
Nobody knows more about floors than Igor Murak.
That's how we call him Mr. Floor.
Absolutely. Mr. Floor. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
And you also had Peerless Plumbing out to do some work, or was that not you?
That was not me.
Okay.
No.
Got it.
No.
We had Peerless Plumbing out. That, I got... I was mistaken myself with Amy. I forgot. No, we had Peerless out, and my wife kept going and going and going. We got this, we got that, what about this? And they were very, Danny is very patient, and the crew out there, Peerless, receiving huge positive feedback. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Casey, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Fine. Yourself?
Good, buddy. How's Elmhurst today?
Gorgeous, sunny and bright.
Outstanding. How can we help you?
Well, I'm in the process of possibly going to an assisted living facility.
Okay.
And I won't be going till late spring, early summer.
All right.
I'm thinking of the possibility of maybe getting an HCL in November, December, and paying the interest fee prior to January 1st. Because obviously the fees go up every year.
You're talking about a home equity line of credit?
Yep.
Okay, so you take out a line of credit on a home. How much is your home worth?
Oh, about eight.
800 grand?
Yep.
Do you owe any money on the house?
No.
All right, so you own a home free and clear. You're thinking about going into an assisted living, and you were thinking about taking out a HELOC. What to pay? I don't understand your logic about popping a HELOC out. If you plan on going into an assisted living facility just to pay interest before the first of the year, what's your thought process with that? I'm having trouble following you.
They have an entrance fee to get into the...
Oh. I'm sorry.
And the fee goes up every year.
I got you. So the assisted living facility has a sign-up fee or some type of fee to get into the facility. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Gotcha. And you plan on selling the home sometime next year?
Right.
I think that's a great idea. I think, okay. Yeah. Then how much money you got coming in from Social Security, retirement, or if you're still working? What's your income?
Solely about $4,000 a month.
Okay. Do you have any retirement built up, 401k?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
About $500,000-$600,000.
That a boy. Okay, so they have what's called a asset depletion program, Casey, which they'll use your $4,000 and come up with a calculation for income based upon the $500,000. And my recommendation is I would take out as large a line of credit as you could qualify for, and use that money to pay for your entry fee to get into the assisted living. And if you need help in Elmhurst to sell your home, we've got qualified realtors that could help you with that as well, my friend. Okay?
All righty. Do you have an attorney in the area to do some trust work?
Yeah, it's David Schluter. He handles all that for the show, and I could be more than happy to refer him over you over to him. He's coming up with John Hanson. John just stopped in here.
He's over in Itasca. I'm familiar with him.
Yeah. So he's been in business for over 30 years. He's a great guy. You can trust him, okay?
Alrighty. Good enough.
All right, Casey, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We're going to take a quick break here. Should I take the text now or tease it? I'm going to tease it. Let's tease it. I think the lady would be better to just disclose the basement stoop crack to the buyer rather than paying for a reverse mortgage fee of 8 to 12 grand plus repair costs. How long has crack been there? She's planning on moving in a few years anyway. Get a bottle of CLR or mold spray to clean it up, much more affordable than what was suggested. Well, thank you for the comments, 847. First of all, I did not at all recommend her take out a reverse mortgage. I said a home equity line of credit. Second of all, to have somebody live in a unsafe, unhealthy, disgusting environment that's got a crack that's only going to get worse over the next 3 years that she plans on living there, when she could fix it for a limited amount of money, she'd get a HELOC for free at BMO and take care of her problem and live more comfortably, live in a healthier environment. I don't know where the HELOC, I don't know where the reverse mortgage. I think the obviously got mixed up with the prior call with Cindy. I never said take out a reverse mortgage. I said a HELOC. So we have cleared that up. I hope that texter has a nice day. How much is he going to pay monthly for assisted living? I have no idea. Maybe we should hook you up with Casey. 312-981, the same texter. I don't know. Casey's made a decision. He seems like a very respectable, knowledgeable man who's got $500,000 in the bank with an $800,000 home. Whatever the fees are, I'm sure he's happy with them. 312, or else he wouldn't be moving in there.
Seems to be in a strong position.
Seemed to be in a pretty solid position. Seems to be financially frugal and in a good spot to go there. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. And Chief Kruger said after my conversation, Police Chief West Dundee, he said that I should apply to be a hostage negotiator after talking with Cindy. 312-981-7200. Thank you, Chief Kruger, for listening. And let me know where to apply. 312-981-7200. It's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I want you to know next to you is John Hanson.
Hey! Yeah.
I didn't know you had a show.
I didn't know. I knew he had a show. It's nice that he's going to other people.
I Google lenders not name Hochberg. That's how I find most of my guests.
Did you hear that click? That's people turning their radios off.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Now, we're going to do something we haven't done here in about 4 months. We're going to try to end the show on time to turn it over to John on time. 12:56:15, we have to be out, okay? That's it. That's our dead stop number. So no pressure. We're going to go around with nugget of knowledge. Amy, you got 2 minutes to leave us with something that you would like our listeners to know about Access.
So just wanted to remind everyone about our Lifting a Hero program, where we provide a stair lift to a veteran in need. So if you are interested in this or you know somebody that's interested in this, send your information, text your information here. Call us at 630-616-6249. You can look up our website. It's allaboutaccess.com. And, you know, we'll put you in a drawing, and I will come out to assess and meet with you to determine what we can do with your stair lift. Also, you know, just general, if you need accessibility advice about your home, we'll come out for free, take a look, give you any advice you may need, answer any of your questions. We're happy to help. We are always, always happy to help. So give us a call at 630-616-6249. Website is allaboutaccess.com.
I lost my sheet with the proper pronunciation of your first name. What is it again? Smith Smith.
Yeah, we spent all morning.
I know. I cannot locate it.
Wow.
And I don't want to mess it up.
You invited me back in.
I invited you back because I thought you were outstanding. it ends in an N. I know
yes,
that.
Yes, you got it right. Arian. Yes.
Sorry.
No worries.
What, your 2 minutes of nugget of knowledge for our listeners who are having challenges or know somebody that are having challenges,
yes,
where do they go and what should they do?
My nugget of knowledge is to definitely reach out to ComEd. We have several options for customers, again, who need assistance or who know someone that needs assistance. You can reach out to us at ComEd.com/payment assistance or ComEd.com/SAM. You can also contact our call center at 1-800-EDISON-1. Again, 1-800-334-7661. We have a list of available offerings that you can view online and speak to a customer service representative to get more information as possible, or self-serve at home using the SAM tool. We have current programs and we have upcoming programs. One in particular is our federal funded program, which is called LIHEAP, Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, for customers starting November 1st who have seniors in the home of the age of 60 or older, those who have disabled individuals in the home, and those who have children under 6 can go apply. Then as of November 1st, customers who have been disconnected or have a disconnection notice can go apply. And then as of December 1st, all eligible customers can apply.
Phone number one more time if our listeners want to call.
Sure. Phone number is 1-800-EDISON-1, 1-800-334-7661.
Mr. Leahy, what do you want to leave us with, my friend?
I want to tell all business owners out there, and as you always say, David, why is a tax attorney on a home show? Because people who own their own companies and run their own business own homes. So that's why I'm on the show. But if you are a homeowner, I mean a homeowner and a business owner, and you have questions, maybe you want to structure your business right. Maybe you want to talk about your taxes. Maybe you need some tax planning. Because that's, in my experience, the biggest mistake people make is they don't do any tax planning. And so who pays the most in taxes? Business owners. And so don't pay more in taxes. So here's what I want you to do. Get in on my email newsletter for free. Go to WGNTaxMan.com. WGNTaxMan.com. Remember, you get an autographed picture of David Hochberg.
Yes, clothed. Phone number?
312-664-6649. Fight back now.
I was going to turn it off right now, throw it over to John, but I got a text. I got a 847, the lady with the crack in her stoop, she would be much better off having PermaSeal fix her crack than get a reverse mortgage. One more time. I never recommended that the lady with the crack in her stoop get a reverse mortgage. I recommended a home equity line of credit. Albeit a bit pricey, I've used PermaSeal to fix a chronic crack over 10 years ago. Absolutely no problem since then whatsoever. They are top-notch, which I agree with. A reverse mortgage is garbage, which I completely disagree with, especially at her age. Again, completely disagree with. Morphine's a great drug when used for the right circumstance, and you shouldn't swear off morphine. I had morphine when I had a back surgery. My L4, L5 exploded, and I was in pain. I took a bunch of morphine, felt great. I couldn't poop, so I stopped, and then I started pooping again. So for the right situation, it's great, but it'll back you up like it back if it backed you me up, and then you switch to other stuff. 312, give me a call, 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. John Hanson with Let's Get Legal coming up next. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go Bears.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Frank Wasilewski from Access, Energy Doctor Arian Smith from ComEd, and Stephen A. Leahy. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.